Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I help you?
Good morning, Benita. This is Walter. How are you?
Hi, Walter. Good morning.
Hey, I need to give you an order number. Can you look up a customer by their OMS number?
Yeah. What, you have their phone number?
Yes, I do. Hold on. Looking for my phone. There it is. I do have the phone number. Let me see. Give me 1 minute. Three one 313
mm-hmm.
613. No, you know what? That's not it. Dang, hold on. This one. Hold on. Yeah. See if it kicks in, it might not do right. No, it's not doing right. I hate my iPhone. Okay, let's try this.
Y'all got snow up there?
No. Yeah, hold on 1 second. This is Anthony. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Yeah. No, I don't have a phone number. I don't. I thought I did, but I would be guessing at this point.
What's the customer's first and last name, Walter?
Rama, R-A-M-Y-A.
R-A-M-Y-A?
R-A-M-Y-A.
Uh-huh.
Last name is V-E-T. UKURI.
Okay. They scheduled for today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with this customer?
I need to know. XPO put it in their hidden notes how much the additional charges were. So how much I ask for, I can't put on my sheet. I have to find out what they put in the notes because they added something on to it. And if I turn it in wrong, it's just a big cluster. So they make this so complicated. So I have no way of knowing. Only, you know, when I'm in front of the customer, I just say $100 or, you know, 100. Or in this case, I think it was two of them for $250, but I don't know what they want me to write down. And I shouldn't, I don't even know why they have me writing it down. They should write it in, whatever it is, versus this. But they want me to call you and find out what it was and then fill out the form.
It's searching. Y'all staying busy?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely busy.
I think this Best Buy, the stores are getting worse. Have you noticed that?
You know what? I know the level of frustration is up but I think that's kind of corporate's problem because what corporate did was you can't call the store anymore. So you have to call a 1-800 number. You can jump in, sweetie. You have to call a 1-800 number, and then when you call that 1-800 number, there, you know, that sends you talking to somebody who does not know your situation, who does not care about your situation, in another country sometimes, and that is so frustrating to Americans these days. It's like, dude, I'm trying to reach somebody at the store, and now you got somebody that I can't even understand, you know, the accent, what they're saying. So when you do stuff like that, it kind of changes it up a little bit. So you have customers on hold for very, very long periods of time. And they act like it's no big deal.
Yeah, these Best Buy reps that call in here don't know. They don't have a clue, some of them. Like you said, and some of them
don't.
Aren't.
And a lot of times I just tell them, hey, I got to get off the phone. I can't, you know. It's way more complicated than it should be. Oh, yeah. Not a problem.
Didn't Darian used to work with you?
No, I don't remember a Darian.
You don't remember a Darian? The system is slow.
Yeah, they're doing different things to the system that they say. To me, it's just making it, the system's never been this bad. Oh, you know what, though? I do have an order number. If you want an order number, that helps.
Okay. Probably be quicker. What is the order number? Okay, here we go.
077.
Okay, I got it now. It's already filled
in. Okay.
At 3955 Fieldview Road.
Mm-hmm.
Is this for, that's just for delivery only.
It's one for delivery. It's one for 110 outlet. And I think that was $100. So I don't know what they added onto that. Then it's another one for a, a water line and drain line extension, which was added yesterday. And they gave me breeze codes for everything. But what they didn't do was, they expect me to come up with the exact amount. I'm going to ask them that again today. How exactly am I supposed to do that? You know, because it's like you said, you're asking me to put down information that I don't have privilege to.
Nothing's been added.
You see those breeze codes there? Then they say you have a day to do it, because after that day, they're going to invoice it without it. And it's like, okay, this is...
Contractor drain and fed line. 110 for an outlet? You put that in there. But I don't see no breeze code. Yep,
I seen two breeze codes in the notes, one the other day, one today.
Yeah, breeze code, that's all I see.
So you don't see an amount either. It might be something that only somebody from home office can see. You know, they have those hidden notes, so Best Buy can't see.
There's no
Maybe
amount.
That's the case.
There's no amount.
Okay. Not a problem. I'll call James and get it figured out.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I thank you very much. I know you tried.
I tried, yep. There's no amount.
Okay.
Have a good one, Walter.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.